This is Representative Hannon. I'm just letting the members know who are online. We are not yet at a quorum. I appreciate those of you who've been online since our start time at 10:30, and we're going to give it a few more minutes to see if we can get another member or two here. So we're going to go offline pending another member joining us to meet quorum. Thank you. I'm calling this meeting of the Legislative Council to order on September 23rd at 10:46 a.m. Ms. Kiesel, please call the roll.
Representative Clayman. Representative Edgman.
Here. Are you calling Stedman?
That would be Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster.
Sorry about that.
Speaker Stutes.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck. Senator Bishop. Senator Machicki. Senator Hoffman. Senator Hughes. Senator Schauer.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
Eight members present.
We have eight members present, therefore we have a quorum and enough members to conduct business. The first item is agenda approval. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
I hear no objections, then the agenda is approved. That moves us to our first action item, which is approval of minutes of the March 17 meeting. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated March 17, 2021, as presented.
Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved. The first item under committee business is a briefing and overview of pending Legislative Council matters. Legislative Affairs Executive Director Jessica Geary is at the table here and will present some information on a variety of pending members before the pending matters before the council. Ms. Geary.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the council. This is Jessica Geary, Executive Director for Legislative Affairs. This particular memo that you all received a copy of is just to outline items that we will bring before the committee for consideration either this year or next year, depending on the timing. The first object on the list is the Capitol roof. We are having construction management and bid documents prepared by Jensen Yorba Wall. Their preliminary estimate is $1.3 million. We have existing capital funds. We have had a hazmat survey done, and there were no hazardous materials present. We were able to determine the last time the roof was replaced was in 1993-1994. So once we have everything together, we'll be bringing that before the committee for consideration. We also have a few contract approvals that will be coming before you. The first one is the Sitka LIO. The second one is the Utqiagvik LIO and legislative office space. The third one is the Ketchikan LIO and legislative office space. And then there's the Thomson Reuters Westlaw Online Research Services contract. And I put next to each of those who will be presenting those items before the committee. The next item that I want to bring to members' attention is the veto of per diem by the governor means that beginning the January special or the January regular session, there is no funds available to pay for regular session per diem. So we will be preparing scenarios for the committee's consideration how to handle that particular veto, and I would recommend that being considered within the next couple of months, definitely in advance of January. The next item is a potential amendment to the legislative procurement procedures. JC will be presenting that at a later meeting. We will be asking to increase procurement authority and allow for a slight change to the language to allow for us to utilize existing negotiated contracts. And I'll stop and ask if there's any questions before I move on to subcommittee updates.
Are there any members who have any questions, comments on the information that has thus far been presented by Ms. Geary?
This is Senator Stevens.
Go ahead, Senator Stevens.
Jessica, could you give us any options on the veto issue? I mean, I think one option, of course, is that we just don't fund the governor's per diem, but what are the options that we might have short of that?
Thank you for the question. Through the chair, Senator Stevens, the options that, as I see it, are for legislative council to approve transfers from existing budget authorization. We have a few allocations that do tend to lapse money. So this committee could approve a transfer to cover per diem, and then the committee could recommend to the finance committee is that a supplemental be funded to backfill that almost $2 million. Those are the only two options that I've been able to come up with, but it'll definitely need to be dealt with through the budget process.
Follow-up, Senator Stevens?
Would that be an effect if we deal with that? Will it be an effect so per diem will be provided as early as January?
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, yes, if the transfers are approved to cover per diem, in the interim, then we can, if it's the will of the committee, we can start paying per diem on the first day of session.
Well, thank you very much, Jessica, and thank you, Madam Chair. I assume we'll proceed with that and get this taken care of. I mean, it's just totally absurd for the governor to think that we should all go to Juneau and not receive per diem for the cost. I think if that were the case, there would be several legislators that would not have run or would not even participate. So this is an issue I hope you'll address.
Thank you, Senator Stevens. It would be my full intention to make sure that we've addressed this prior to the beginning of the regular session in January. And we do anticipate that we will have the need for at least a couple more Ledge Council meetings between now and the start of session. So thank you for...
This is Senator Reinbold.
Go ahead, Senator Reinbold.
Hi, I would also like to echo comments of Senator Stevens. I'm concerned about this as well, although I'm one of the lowest per diem takers often. I think it is so important when he's calling these special sessions over and over and over again that are extraordinarily expensive, and sometimes it's almost impossible to find a hotel. I think maybe we could take a step further and look at all the executive branch per diem. And I think, you know, if he's going to throw little stones or rocks or whatever they are, you know, maybe we need to step up and look at all the per diem of all the executive branch as well, which the media never tends to cover, yet we're required to be in Juneau, and they're not often. So thank you. I am very interested in taking up this issue as well, to ensure that we don't have to sacrifice deeper, you know, as we have to stay in Juneau for a good part of the year. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members who would like to raise any questions or get clarification on the information thus far presented? All right. I see no one seeking my attention. So, Ms. Geary, if you want to proceed with our subcommittee updates.
Absolutely. So again, this is Jessica Geary. I outlined a few subcommittee updates. A couple of these are a little cart before the horse because we are planning to discuss the formation of two of the subcommittees, the Assembly Building Subcommittee and the Security Subcommittee. We'll be discussing the Security Subcommittee in executive session, and the IT Subcommittee, which is was formed earlier in the year. There, as you're all aware, there were some major security breaches to the executive branch and court system earlier this year, and so Tim Banaszak, our chief information officer, has been working really close with our counterparts to make sure that the legislature is covered. It's possible we might need to bring some items before the committee for action. He wanted to ensure everyone that they're watching it closely, and we'll certainly keep the committee apprised. The next item is our telephone systems are being replaced, and our IT department is looking at a couple different pilot programs for different options that we have, and once we make a decision on what technology would best suit our needs, we'll be bringing that before the committee. The next two items, I think if it's okay with you, Madam Chair, we can discuss those when we get to those items on the agenda. And that is all that I have, and I'm happy to answer any other questions.
This is Representative Stutes. I have a question.
Go ahead, Representative Stutes.
Thank you. Have they started replacing the telephone system? I know that I'm here in Kodiak, and when I call one of my staff members on his number, I get a recording that says this number is no longer in service, and so I call him on his cell phone, but I can't get through on the state line.
Through the chair, Representative Stutes, to my knowledge, this has not began yet. That could be an isolated incident, and we're happy to look into that and follow up with you.
That'd be great. Appreciate it.
Ms. Senator Reinbold.
Go ahead, Senator Reinbold.
Hi, I just was in Juneau, as everybody knows, and I found, like, I think it was 93 messages on my phone, although I had personally forwarded the phone. What I did not know is that if someone doesn't immediately pick up in the office, it bounces right back to Juneau. So I'm wondering if that issue is being fixed. I understand you can put some sort of a click, and GCI has to forward it. I just wanted to remind people that this has been an issue year after year, and I would appreciate reminders, in regards to how to ensure that phones are forwarded and stay forwarded out when we're not in Juneau. Thank you.
Senator Reinbold, through the chair, we'll be happy to send out more frequent reminders, and hopefully with the new phone system, with it being more web-based, that we can hopefully prevent some of those issues that members have experienced.
Any other members who have questions or concerns or discussion points for Ms. Geary? Okay. Well, that's going to bring us to our next item, which is the formation of a subcommittee on the assembly building utilization. And I am just going to announce that I am forming a subcommittee to produce recommendations for the best use of the assembly building for the benefit of the legislature and its service agencies. I will chair the subcommittee, and its membership will include the Legislative Affairs Director, Ms. Geary, or her designee, the Facilities Manager, Serge Lesh, Senator Keel, whose district is downtown Juneau and the building is in, from Ledge Council, Senators Stedman and Bishop, and Representatives Edgemond and Tuck. If you have questions about that subcommittee, you could raise them now, and I'll ask Ms. Geary if you want to talk about that subcommittee's role.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. Again, Jessica Geary. So as you're all aware, the committee voted on August 16th to accept the donation from the Juneau Community Foundation with the intent that we would not, until this committee had a chance to consider potential options for use of the building, that we wouldn't go forward with any large expenses. I wanted to highlight some of the possible options, which I fully expect the subcommittee to explore and research. So legislative housing is one of the items that's been discussed. There could potentially be some legal and insurance implications for renting housing to legislators and staff. A few different things to consider. We have some existing leases. The final lease expires November 22nd, so we couldn't begin any renovations until that point. The committee could also determine that it wants to continue to lease space to private tenants to cover some of the operating expenses. We also have an underground parking garage. There's 19 parking spots, and so this subcommittee could determine how those parking spots will be utilized. And the other item is to use part of that building for a legislative office space. We have some existing leases that for our legislative print shop, our legislative storage, the ombudsman's office, we rent those to we rent the legislative print shop from the executive branch, and the legislative storage in the ombudsman's office are it's a private lessor. And we also have the legislative mailroom and the Capitol press room within the Capitol building currently, and so those are also potential options for moving over to the assembly building. And just to keep the committee apprised on current projects that we're working on within existing procurement authority is replacing the underground storage tank with an above ground tank, fixing the heat in the building. There's some fire doors that were rusted out, working on rekeying the locks, replacing the garage door and opener, and then completing a environmental hazard survey. The locks in the garage door for security issues and making sure that we know who all has access to that building. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I've also included some floor plans. These are how the building exists currently. So depending on what the subcommittee and then ultimately the full Ledge Council decides to do, kind of gives you an idea of the current layout.
Are there any members of the committee who have questions or want to communicate at this point to the subcommittee appointees anything about that building's utilization?
Madam Chair, Senator Schauer.
Go ahead, Senator Schauer.
Thank you. Just a question for Jessica as this moves forward. Because I made it clear in the last meeting I wasn't a fan of doing this because these tend to cost us money, and the point was made by many on Ledge Council that this is supposed to save us money or actually make money. So while personally I will believe it when I see it, I would ask if she could, as it becomes available through the studies and the work that they're doing with the contractors and the subcommittee, if we could just be kept apprised, please, of the cost as we look at it, just so I can keep track of the project as it goes and where we sit with that. That's it, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you. And yes.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Representative Tilton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to second what Senator Schauer said, just being kept apprised of an accounting of what's going on with the building. And then secondly, I would just like to recommend to the group that is formed that there are several members that may be staff or support staff that have been in the building with us for a really long time that may have some really good ideas, and so I would just recommend seeking input from outside of the group if that's at all possible.
Absolutely. Thank you, Representative Tilton. And I believe that the committee is I've appointed that committee to keep it small and manageable, but it is not they will not work in isolation, and their conclusions will be brought to the full council. Anyone else on the assembly building utilization? Okay. Hearing or seeing none, That does bring us to our next item on the agenda, which will require us to go into executive session to discuss formation on a subcommittee on legislative facility security and a contract for snow removal at the Anchorage Legislative Information Legislative Office Building. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters, the immediate knowledge of which may adversely affect the finances of government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room or online: Jessica Geary, J.C. Kessel, Remy Vinson, Sante Lesh, Megan Wallace, Emily Nauman, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
And I believe I do need to have a roll call vote on the motion. So, Ms. Kissel, can you call the roll?
Representative Edgman.
Yes.
Speaker Stoops.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
8 members. Yay.
All right, so we will go into executive session. Call the Legislative Council meeting back to order. Ms. Kissel, can you make a roll call so to make sure we've maintained a quorum?
Representative Edgman.
Here.
Speaker Stoops.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Senator Schauer.
Here.
Senator Stedman.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
8 members present.
Thank you, Ms. Kiesel. We continue to have a quorum, and we are back on the record. So I want to make sure we've put on the record that I have formed a subcommittee of the council to consider improvements to security at the Capitol and other legislative facilities. The subcommittee will be chaired by Chief of Security Remy Vinson. If you are interested in serving on that subcommittee, I ask you to email my Chief of Staff, Tim Clark, and we will make sure that that committee gets to work on making sure we have an active security policy committee. The next item is the snow removal contract. The council will now entertain a motion for the snow removal contract for the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. Vice Chair Reinbold, do you have a motion?
I move that the Legislative Council approve the award of RFQ 647 for Anchorage snow removal services to A1 Lawn and Landscaping for a 1-year contract and a 5-year option, 1-year renewal, with a budget not to exceed the value of $65,000 per contract year.
I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask Mr. Kestel to briefly summarize the contract.
Thank you, Chair Hannon and members of the committee. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, procurement officer for the Legislative Affairs Agency. LAA issued RFQ 647 to solicit proposals for snow removal services at the Anchorage Legislative Office Building. Enclosed is a copy of the bid abstract from the bids that were received. The LAA recommends the contract award to A1 Lawn and Landscaping. They bid the lowest total price on the RFQ, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions from any members? Seeing and hearing no questions, I'm going to ask Ms. Kissel to call the roll on approval of the contract.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Senator Schauer.
Yes.
Senator Stedman.
Yes.
Senator Stevens. Senator Stevens? Vice Chair Reinbold?
Yes.
Chair Hannon?
Yes.
Seven yeas.
Senator Stevens, are you out there? Okay. We're going to take a brief at ease. We were in the middle of a roll call vote. Ms. Kissel.
Representative Hannon, this is Senator Stevens. I was disconnected and now back with you.
Thank you. I believe Ms. Kissel is going to ask for your vote.
Senator Stevens, yay?
Yes.
Or no? We have eight yays.
With eight yays, we have approved the Legislative Office Building Snow Removal Services. We have no further business to come before the council, so that will leave us adjourned at 11:32. Thank you all for being here.